Fly, America's new super sport.
Thanks for tuning in to World Highlight League Recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And this is WJAL Recap number 6 of the 2023 spring season. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. Fans, like, love, share, and download this recap along with all of the podcasts at www.eprn.us. And today's podcast sponsors are World Highlight League, Claro KC, but of course, and just go on ahead and head over to the fan portal at wjal.eprn.us and watchhighlight.com. And go on ahead over to Black Star Fund, LLLP.com. And stay tuned in right here. We'll be right back with all of this week's scores and info right after these messages. Stay tuned in here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Life. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund, LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to this second segment of WJAL Recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And we're going to go ahead and skip the introductions and get right into the scores here. And I have the scores, three sets of scores for Friday, March 10th, 2023, Monday, March 13th, 2023, and Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. And starting with Friday, we have the Rebote Renegades versus the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. Six matches were played, and in the first match, we have Gonega versus Benny. Gonega of the Rebote Renegades pulls off the win in straight set 6-2 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Joseph and Arta versus Williams and Spinner. Joseph and Arta of the Rebote Renegades pull off the win 6-2 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. And in the third match, we have Gocieri versus Zuleika. Zuleika pulls off the win in straight sets 6-0 and 6-4 for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. And the fourth match, we have Gonega and Ben versus Iturbide and Arondo. Iturbide and Arondo pull off the win in straight sets 6-1 and 6-4. And in the fifth match, we have Joseph and Aratz versus Williams and Benny. Joseph and Aratz pull off the win in the second and third sets 6-3 and 6-1. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gocieri and Ben versus Iturbide and Arondo. Gocieri and Ben pull off the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-1. And
Friday was a crazy night because on the Rivers, the underdogs won five of the six matches. So if you bet, say, a dollar on each match, that's $6 bet, you would have won $13.94. And if you had conversely bet a dollar on each of the favorites that day, you would have invested $6 to lose $4.85. It was very unusual, as other days later in the week, if the opposite happened. But it was pretty fun to just watch all these underdogs pull through. And good luck to the bettors that had faith in the lower-ranked players in those games, at least odds-wise, according to BetRivers.com. Okay, continue. Sorry.
All right. Well, yeah, the Rebote Renegades, they ultimately pulled off the win with 5.5 points. The Lifestyle Miami Chargers were awarded 2.5 points, and I picked Joseph as the highlight of the game of the day. He picked up wins, sharing wins in his doubles matches. And moving on to Monday, March 13th, 2023, at 5 p.m., we have the Rebote Renegades versus the Cesta Cyclones. And six matches were played. And in the first match, we have Gocieri and Ben versus Flores and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones. Gocieri and Ben pull off the win in straight set 6-2 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Carballo versus Gonega. Gonega of the Rebote Renegades pulls off the win 6-5 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Arta versus Correa. Arta pulls off the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-0. in the fourth match. We have Ben versus Bradley. Ben pulls off the win in straight set 6-4 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Gonega and Arta versus Correa and Manny. Correa and Manny pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-5 and 6-4. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gauthier and Arats versus Carballo and Manu. Gauthier and Arats pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-1 and 6-4. And Gauthier is the highlight of the game. And ultimately, the Robote Renegades pull off the win with 6 points, and the Cesta Cyclones wind up with 1.5 points. And moving on to the last set of matches for Tuesday, March 14, 2023, we have the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Wall Warriors. And 6 matches were played. In the first match, we have Iturbide and Spinner versus Ikeda and Julin. Iturbide and Spinner pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-2 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Arando versus Bueno. Bueno of the Wall Warriors pulls off the win in straight set, 6-3 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Benny versus Julin. Benny of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Zuleika and Arando versus Nicholas and Rock. Nicholas and Rock pull off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Spinner versus Ikeda. Spinner of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers pulls off the win in split sets, 6-1 and 6-3. And in the final match of the evening, we have Zuleika and Benny versus Julin and Nicholas. Zuleika and Benny pull off the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-5. And that gave the Lifestyle Miami Chargers 5 points for the win. And the Wall Warriors are awarded 2.5 points. And I have 2 players of the game, of the matches for Tuesday, Spinner and Benny. And that'll do it for the scores for this week. Do you have the standings, Rock and Ray?
Yes, we do. And a good week for the Renegades. They've extended their lead to 11 points. They now have 40.0 points. The Warriors in second, 29.0 points. The Devils and Chargers are now tied with 26.5 points, but the Devils have 2 more game days in hand, which they'll be making up in the next few days. And the Cyclones trailing the pack by more than a game day sweep at 17 points. Wow. You know, being a first-year champion, just can't organize. I saw someone on Twitter under Clones Nation just wondering what they can do to get new players in next year.
Wow.
You have to raise a few $1,000 for immigration to get some of these out of country players in. Because we pretty much have most of the best available players already participating that can make it work with their other employment and everything. So Cyclones are just going to have to rediscover their game. You know, Manu is always just a point or two short this year, where in the past he was always a point or two ahead. And Manny's been playing well for them. But other than that,
he's the captain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in singles or double, Manny's just showing you just how much of a veteran he is. I'm so impressed. He's probably in his mid-40s, and he does the deep knee bends necessary for some of those low Robote returns, and really does them well. And I just he's always been a favorite, and he continues to show that he belongs on that court as much as anyone else. Anyway, let's get on to what's coming up now. The next collection of games, just mention this too, can win you prizes in the SayHighlight.com Fantasy Contest. Pick the winners of the 3 game days plus the points earned by the winner of Tuesday's match at Say Highlight. That's SayHighLight.com. And interesting thing about the upcoming three game days is the Devils and Warriors will play two of the next three game days, though not against each other, in on both of those days. But they're going to get a lot of time in, and you'll get to see a lot of them in the next few days. All three game days are now available for wagering at BetRivers.com. Usually at midweek, they've only had 2 days worth of games. Now they've got all three ready to go, so you can look over the odds. Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, features the Warriors versus the Devils. It's an 8-point match, 4 doubles and 2 singles matches. Devils won the first matchup, 5.5 to 2.5. Jed is listed as making his first appearance of the season in 2 doubles matches, but that could change later if the injuries he's recovering from are maybe needing another day or two of rest. We'll see what happens. So I would withhold wagers on Jed until we know he's playing. Our best match of the day may be the singles match between second-ranked players Nicholas of the Warriors and Hiro of the Devils. Monday, March 20th, it's the Devils versus the Cyclones. And they're going to be going for 7.5 points in 3 singles and 3 doubles matches. Devils win the first match, 5 to 2.5. The match of the day will be a numbers one double matchup with Douglas and Urbieta of the Chargers versus Carballo and Manu of the Cyclones. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where it gets tough with the Cyclones because they're sending out their fast horses, but they're just coming up a little bit short, and Douglas and Urbieta have been showing a lot lately. Tuesday, March 21st, the Chargers and Warriors. 4 doubles, 2 singles for 8 points. Earlier this week, the Chargers beat the Warriors 5 to 2.5. Inaki is listed to make his debut versus Zuleika of the Chargers in a matchup of number one ranked singles players for each team. We'll see if Inaki is ready to make his appearance, though. That may be subject to change. And I would withhold wager until you know if Inaki's playing, because he's very talented and anyone else gives them a little bit less of a chance. That's why he's their number one, but when he's not available, you're not getting his expertise and skill and just bravery out there. Some of today's statistical information is brought to you courtesy of Mo Crank Stat Pack, which he shares at sayhighline.com. Really, when you go through this stuff, he creates thousands, tens of thousands of individual pieces of statistical information that any league in any sport would be proud of if he did that for them. Andrew mentioned it on the Pelota broadcast the other day, just how impressive the data is, and you could just get lost in any of these things, and once you figure out how he displays things, you kind of break the code, which it doesn't take that long, but it's something you got to do. Then you can really enrich your highlight watching experience with these stats, because I don't know all this stuff off the top of my head. I find it thanks to Mo, and he's some kind of like major league account that is applied to Highline, both Pelota and Battlecourt games. And if you're not checking already, you might want to start checking it soon, because it'll really open your eyes on what's going on here. That's the bulk of what I have today.
All right.
If you have anything else you want to add, but I think I'm looking forward to at least seeing some of Friday's matches. I'm going to be out of state on Monday and Tuesday, but we'll maybe catch some of them, but I'm visiting friends and may not have access to watch the game, but we'll see what happens, and have a good time, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. There you have it. And stay tuned in to World Highlight League at watchhighlight.com. And, of course, head on over to the fan portal at wjal.eprn.us. and you've been listening to World Highlight League Recap number 6 for the 2023 spring season. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here on EPRN. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.